You visit this beach a lot. It's nothing special, honestly. There are plenty of places you could go with clearer water, a nicer view. A beach that doesn't make you tear up. But this is where you met her.
Hey, how are you?
She haunts you. The way creatures like her do. But when you met her, she wasn't that thing. She didn't drag people to their death with a song and a kiss. She was just a woman. A stunning woman you met who was dancing with her feet in the sand. She was waiting for the tide to touch her feet. Who knew it'd sweep her away? Hi, how are you? Oh, I'm... Well, that ruins the suspense, now doesn't it? You've been looking a long time. Is there something I can help you with? Oh. Well, you're not too bad looking yourself. What brings you here? I mean, this beach is pretty local, and I've never seen you around. Visiting family, or just stopping through for work? Wait, no way. On the hill? In the Red House. Yeah, of course I know them. They're great people. Well then, as far as I'm concerned, you're a local. So tell me about where you're from. What's it like there? Any beaches? Is it cold? I mean, does it get hot as hell like it does here? Oh really? So what took you out there? She truly was the epitome of sunshine on a rainy day. A woman with a heart of gold and the kindest smile you'd ever seen. Small talk felt like the big picture with her. No matter what she said, you were hanging on every word. Wrapped in her voice, soothed by her cadences. You hated the beach before that day. The sand was a monster to get out of your clothes and your hair. But you sat in the sand that day, and when you showered, you savored the way every piece of sand stuck to your skin. And soon you began to savor the way she stuck to your skin. Skin to skin. Fingers exploring each other, making mental maps of one another for when you got a chance to do this again. Days fed into weeks. Every day you'd go to the beach and meet her there. Talk. Kiss. Maybe sex. Repeat. Talk. Kiss. Maybe sex. Repeat. Talk. Kiss. Definitely sex. Repeat. It was a simple summer fling. The sort of thing people in their early 20s do. It was simple and sweet. Until it wasn't. Three words. That's all it took to send everything spiraling. You were on the beach, as you always were. Holding hands, as you always were. Watching the sunset, as you always were. When she said something you've never said. I love you. You faltered. Words you hadn't expected to hear. Words you didn't plan on ever saying to her. But there she was. With those eyes searching for something in your eyes, searching for something in you. Something that just wasn't there. Say something! Say it back. Please. You didn't want to lie to her. Love wasn't something you felt for her. I mean, attraction, yes. You liked her a lot, but love? To you, it was a ridiculous notion. They were right. Humans are just selfish creatures. A storm crept up on me, as if it were waiting on their cue. You ran to the car, leaving her there, but by the time you realized, you turned around to get her. And well, she was gone. Disappeared in a storm. Only thing left to remember her by was the taste of her on your lips and the echoing of her last words in your ears.
Say something. She's selfish.
You asked everyone if they had seen her. Everyone in town. But no one knew who you were talking about. They had never seen this girl at the beach or in the grocery store. And you never knew her name. Soon, days turned into weeks. And her words were still echoing in your head.
I love you.
Three simple words. Just vowels and consonants, but they held so much weight. As those weeks turned into months, you figured it was time to go home. But before you left, you had begun to hear whispers. A woman on a beach, always right at the edge of the sand, waiting for the tide to take her away. And any man who dared to be seen with her surely disappeared at the edge of the water. She haunts you the way women like her do.